humans can hear the gentle buzzing of a honeybee with our ears. But it turns out that some flowers can also hear the sound of their favorite pollinators. Well, kind of. Researchers at Tel Aviv University recently found that the concentration of sugar in the nectar of evening primrose temporarily increased within minutes of sensing vibrations from pollinators' wings. The researchers suspect the flowers act like ears and can pick up the specific frequencies of bees' wings, but are able to tune out background noise like wind. To test their hypothesis, scientists exposed plants in the lab to 5 sound treatments: silence, recordings of a honeybee from 4 inches away, and computer-generated sounds in low, intermediate, and high frequencies. Plants under soundproof glass jars, the silence group, as well as plants in the intermediate and high frequency groups, had no significant increase in sugar concentration in their nectar. But plants exposed to recordings of bee sounds and similar low frequency sounds produced as much as 65% more sugar in their nectar within 3 minutes of exposure to the recordings. The researchers believe that sweeter nectar may attract more pollinators and increase the chance that bee-detecting evening primrose will cross-pollinate with other plants and pass on their bee-hearing genes. The researchers also conducted experiments that showed that the bowl-shaped flowers of the primrose picked up and amplified sound vibrations. This single study has opened up a new field of scientific research, which the researchers call phytoacoustics. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Don Lyman.